Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days. Tonight we'll be discussing the past week of the show. It was only a short week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. But before we get started, I want you to make sure you check out the blog at divaofdoul.com. Carrie put up all the Day of Days interviews, so there's some, you can check those all out. Also, we're on Twitter at Diva of Days of Our Lives. Also, we're on Facebook and iTunes. And you can check out all of our other shows and interviews here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight have Diva Carrie with us. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Tuesday, I still have more pictures and some video to put up from Day of Days. I just haven't had time, so I've been working a lot. Monday. Yeah, I'm off Monday and Tuesday, so I'm going to put up some videos. All the interviews are up, though. So actually, we got a tweet today from Robin Strasser from One Life to Live. She listened to the interview with Cassie DePaiva. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Oh, she did. That's cool.
She actually thanked us for interviewing Cassie. So
that's
cool.
Yeah,
I retweeted it. Oh. So that was really cool.
Yeah. I went back and you know, when you're doing them, you don't really remember everything you said or did. So I went back and listened to them all. So, yeah, mm-hmm. Some of them, they're towards the end. Boy, they were, like, rushing us through, like, you know, really quick. Some we get, like, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Some we had, like, 7 or 8. It just depends. So, but anyway,
well,
it was still fun.
I didn't understand. They could have planned it a little better because there was a few actors that you guys interviewed by themselves. So, like, why was...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why didn't they combine Meredith and Suzanne Rogers or Eric Martinsoff or... You know what I mean?
Because... It's very complicated.
Involved.
They're not organized.
Well, it's just
very
like
unorganized.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why...
There's an easy way to do it. We've all discussed that. Even Daytime Royalty. We were sitting by Daytime Royalty. We were sitting there. One time we sat there for a whole half hour with nobody, and they don't rotate them. They should just rotate them from station to station, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes. But they don't.
Yeah.
And they tend to overlook the smaller people more so, which I can understand that. But still, there's still a better way to do it. There has to be. But anyway, and I think that's what it was. Sometimes they would have, they were supposed to have, like we were supposed to have Christian and then Galen. Well, I think Galen sometimes gets held up somehow. So then they have, you know, we started with Christian and then all of a sudden Galen popped in. And other people would have all three of them together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, I would imagine, because we had, when I went, that happened too. And I think, when you and I were there a few years ago. But I think one of the things that happens too is, they probably, some of them do get interviewed by people that they know or that they're, closer to or whatever. And kind of like some people that we might know that would say, oh, no, we want a little more time or whatever. You know, it's like they probably try their best to kind of move people about, but I'm sure that it gets a little bit chaotic, I mean, surely there are different ways to do it, but I'm sure and also the other thing is that a lot of the people that are helping them out, escorting them around or, they're not really – I don't think they're real. I think they just work for NBC. They're just like working that Saturday to help out with the event. I don't think they really know. A lot of them may not even know who, much about the show because they're not necessarily affiliated with Days of Our Lives. They're just working with. They're just trying to. They just probably pull whoever they can in to help, or maybe they get volunteers or something to, you know, not to work for free, but I mean, like, to come in on that Saturday to do it. So I get the impression that maybe, you know, some of them are probably working in different parts of NBC and don't even, you know, aren't even affiliated with the show. I mean, I could be wrong, but I feel like they try, you know, they do the best they can, but it's just kind of a,
it just gets frustrating for the people that interview, though.
Yeah.
But
well, and it's, yeah. And it's kind of,
but I did talk
too,
to them, Melissa,
in terms of getting,
that's the head of PR with NBC. I was talking to her a little bit, and she gave me her card, and she said about any help you would want for interviews and stuff. But I don't know how much she could help with the day's interviews. I'm thinking you still probably have to go through day's publicity to get the interviews. But she was she was real nice. So I was talking to her a little bit about things.
Well,
but
good.
Yeah, other than
good.
That, but that's kind of how we got.
Well,
I think that's kind of how you get held up with just one or one or two or whatever.
Yeah.
And they do look and they do try to get. They do try to get behind the actors and tell you to wrap it up, but sometimes, you know, that gets confusing. And I know a lot of it did with Teo. But the one girl was on the side of him. And she said, "Wrap it up." And he said, "I'm not done here yet. Why are you doing there?" Thank you, Teo.
That's what I was alluding to without saying.
He's not done when
that,
he's
but,
done. You know.
Well, I guess he found.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure several of them probably have that issue where they were trying, you know, it's got to be kind of a hard thing where, okay, you're told no matter what, you got to keep them moving. And then, but, you know, like
and
I said,
and we truly try to, when we
the
see
people...
them, tell us that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We try to keep it moving. But what she made the mistake of is you do need to go behind the actor so it's not distracting to them. Like, we can see the actors.
Right.
I mean, we can see them staying.
Yeah.
And then we know, okay. But then there was one girl that she wasn't behind them. She was like to the side of them. And it was like, what are you doing?
That was
like,
funny.
What are you doing? And like,
so
it's like, okay. But,
And, and you know,
we're doing
imagine,
that beside the wrong person.
Can you imagine from the actor's standpoint how stressful that has to be because you have all these outlets interviewing you and you taped like things 6 months ago that are airing right now and you're, you know, like afraid you're going to slip and say something, you know, wrong, you know, like something that, you know, maybe you wouldn't even realize at the time was a leak of some sort, but then we'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, like that time Peggy.
Yeah. And you, if you ask a question to some of them, we found out for different ones. He was even with Teo and Lauren and some, a little bit with Christian and like, and they'd start, one would start saying something or what, and the other one would go like, what'd you say? Oh, well, wait a minute, that hasn't
they probably
aired.
Have,
oh, okay.
They probably have an they probably have an agreement amongst them, each other to like help them watch out for that. Because that just has to be it's so hectic that day that I'm sure that you can get like confused or, you know, just with all the distractions and stuff too, you know. So,
I think in one of the interviews, I guess this has aired, right? You know, I think Chandler was saying something where he's wait, this did air, right? It's there. So, but it was fun. It's just a crazy day. And I think what happens is the morning goes a little better, and then you do kind of get behind in the afternoon, and that's where the afternoon is where it kind of
They
were all fun.
Really cool. I mean, it's a good. It's good to point that out in case somebody was like, "Well, you didn't interview so and so very long. It wasn't because you didn't want to. It was because you didn't. You got wrapped and weren't able
They just didn't have time because they had to keep moving them on to other people. So, but anyway, it was
very cool.
It was fun.
That's
so,
cool.
So on to the show. We had a short week this week on the show.
Yes.
So everybody get to see everything. The main kind of thing was with Will being back and
Will.
Like Will's alive.
I thought what was fun, what was kind of cool, was the way. Okay, you know, was it Sammy that was kind of looking up to EJ like, EJ, if you can help out somehow or something like that. So it was kind of, I think she had a moment where she did that. And then who's the one that comes in and saves the day? Elvis. The Elvis impersonator.
Yes. Yeah, John got him to.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Those were some, those were some good scenes.
Good
like
scene.
He's every.
Oh, and Chandler's really good. I mean, they're all, I'm really enjoying seeing him back. And I like that he doesn't have the perpetual smirk on his face right now. You know, I like that. I mean, it's so neat because he's familiar, but he's also kind of fresh, if that makes sense. Like, it's neat because he's starting out playing this person that's not Will, you know, and it's like, so it's just kind of neat to see him back and, you know, really enjoying that. What I want to know is on when, because I caught up from the end of last week and then I ran out of time before I could finish the 3 days this week. So I had like Monday and half a Tuesday in. But do they, at any point, does Kate find out her grandson's still alive? I mean, is anyone telling Kate about it?
Okay.
She knows.
Okay.
Lucas doesn't know, but I think they showed him back in Salem, and I think they showed Kate.
Okay.
And different people have been finding out, but so far,
you know, like Gabby. But no Lucas.
Well, Gabby's seen Will already. Will goes back to Salem. I mean, because Marlena, there was good scenes.
Yeah.
That came after Elvis came in and told him, hey, I can't keep going with this, Susan. You know, you have to tell Will the truth.
They
told Will the truth.
Yeah.
And
I saw that
and
part
Eileen Davidson was good as, you know, Susan.
She
was
really
like,
did
so
a good job, I have to admit. It was kind of neat to see the reaction of the two moms. Like, you know,
and even
Eileen
Sammy
Davidson
felt bad for her.
Susan.
When she was breaking down and crying.
Yeah, they both like, you know, they both were like
Sammy
broken
did
up, you know?
Feel bad for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she did see, you know, and felt bad for her. But he's still a lot for Will to take in, and they wanted him to come back, and he still refused to come back until Grandma Marlena talked to him and finally convinced him. You know, at first she didn't know she got through to him. So there were some really good scenes with Deidre and Chandler.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he came back and he did go back into Salem. And then we saw him on Wednesday come into Salem. So I don't know, Carrie, did you see any of the scenes when they came in, when he came back to Salem?
It was funny. He basically, Will is just totally annoyed by Sammy. Like we all are.
I
think that was going to be the next sentence.
she wanted to take him to Doug's place because the Hortons were having a big Thanksgiving dinner, and he told Marlena that he didn't want, he wanted to just ease into everything. Of course, Sammy comes in like a bull in a china shop.
Bulldozer,
wants to have him around everybody, and he basically asked her to leave. And then Chabby show up, and he's all about Chabby and just adores them and eats French toast with them and eggs and everything else. And then
invites him to stay
up
for breakfast.
Then Sammy's pissed off at Abby because Will likes Abby better than her.
We didn't ask Sammy to stay for breakfast.
Weren't Will and Abby close before?
Yeah, they were close.
Yeah, and Chad and Will were friends.
So
even though he doesn't, it's funny. Even though he doesn't remember them, he likes them.
He has that
because
feeling
they
for
didn't.
Them.
Yeah, well, like Sammy is like push. You know how she is. She's just like pressuring him and pushing him, and and like even I think one of them said, I don't know if it was Abby or Chad something, but you know, I don't care if you remember me, man. I think it was Chad. I'm just glad you're here and back, you know. You know, that was just, you know, I'll take you the way you are,
it
and
took,
you don't, you know,
took some of the pressure off.
Eventually,
of
you'll remember.
Yeah.
Right, right. And did Ariana came in? Did Ariana come in at the end?
Oh,
yeah, but
I think
he
it's
didn't see her,
right?
He didn't see her though, but he was with Gabby. This Marlena took Ari because she had a boo-boo.
Okay.
So Marlena took her to
and
fix
gave...
her boo-boo. Yeah,
okay.
So Will basically spent time with Gabby instead of Ari.
And that was the scenes with Gabby. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so that probably will be. And I'm thinking next week, too, might be Lucas, I think, finds out if I read any
hopefully.
Ahead. I think, that they find, like, Lucas finally
poor guy
finds
does not
out.
Need to walk into a room and see his son that he thinks is dead standing there alive without somebody warning him first.
Without somebody telling
him.
Yeah, because
many of those things.
Because I think mostly everybody else, and he didn't have any scenes with Roman either, although Roman was on, I think, last week.
I thought he was
but
going
no scenes
to.
With
yeah,
Roman coming to see him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Roman went to visit Theo instead.
Oh, okay, that's
and,
weird.
Yes, that's where he was.
Yeah.
He was in with the Theo storyline, yeah.
Yeah.
So
he went
thought,
to,
that was kind of odd.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we need to get to that part with what happened with JJ and Abe. But yeah, Roman went to
oh,
be
yeah,
there
those
with,
were some good scenes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Roman went to
yeah,
be
did
there
you
to
talk about it.
Oh, yeah. JJ had a nightmare that he went to visit Theo in the hospital, and Theo pulls a gun on him and shoots him. So, his conscience is just wreaking havoc with him, and he's starting to think that he knew it was Theo all along, and he's starting to think he knew that it wasn't a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just second guessing himself to death, and so he sees that Roman and Abe leave to go get something to eat at the cafeteria, and he sneaks into Theo's room, and he holds Theo's hand, and Abe comes in and completely freaks out.
Oh my!
Yeah. So that was pretty much the last scene on Wednesday, I believe. So
okay.
That was really good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and in within that same storyline, you saw Lonnie and Eli having a heart-to-heart conversation as because he's going to have to question her, you know, about everything. And it was Lonnie was talking to him, and she says, "I keep going over and over, like, what if that was me? What if we split up and I went that way, and he went the other way? What would I have done?" You know, so she's kind of trying to put herself in JJ's place. She's kind of struggling with that. So I thought that was interesting. And it's kind of like them confiding in each other. Then, of course, you had Gabby going over to see JJ and kind of comforting him and feeling and kind of. So I'm wondering, like, are they going to sort of switch around these couples again? I don't know. Because there's going to be, of course, there's going to be that conflict with Lonnie and JJ because of all the things. So, yeah. And so that was interesting. Although I do like Gabby and Eli together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. Which couples do you like? Although I don't, and I do like Lonnie and Eli. Poor JJ. I don't know. But probably with JJ, I kind of like Gabby better with JJ than Lonnie, but I don't know. Well, but then Lonnie's, I'm really liking the Lonnie character more and more. At first I didn't.
More and more. The writing's
kinda,
better
I'm kind of liking,
she's grown on
me. Kind of liking her.
I think it's because the writing wasn't there for her before. Because remember when, it's like we had heard she was such a great actress and all, but she really didn't have much material that really allowed her to show that. So I think getting better material has helped, that character.
And unfortunately, I think those were the only two we didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
They ran out. We did not have, we did not get for any length of time as those two.
Yeah.
I think we had gotten everybody else at the interviews. So, is there anything else with the shooting thing. Mm-hmm. I guess those were really the two storylines that have been going on these last couple.
Like we
just
talked about
last few days, right?
Abe's like been ripping my heart out.
Yes. Yeah.
So he
had me crying when he was like crying over Theo.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So do we think? So let's see. So we don't know what's going to happen between Lonnie and JJ and Gabby and Eli. I do. I'm with you guys on that. Eli and Gabby are really, really good together, I think.
Oh, yeah. And even just interviewing them, they're so kind of cute together. You know?
Yeah.
They together.
Yeah. My only big disappointment is you did not have him flex his 18-pack. I was really upset about that.
Yeah.
I needed to picture
Because I said
that.
Something.
Okay.
Just look at him. I said,
like,
how'd she like working with him? I said, look at him.
Yeah.
What?
So I was going to say, and then the Diva of Duel is thrown out of the Yeah. Like, well, but Anna wanted a picture of his at what? Oh, sorry.
I know in the question and answer they were trying to get Brian to take off his shirt or trying to get and then they must have, did they ask Chad or somebody to take off his shirt. Oh, true. One of them to take off their shirt, but nobody did. So, I don't know.
That's good. Probably
yeah,
not
they were all trying to
Jason,
someone to take off
but,
their shirt. Yeah, if anybody
but,
would,
I mean,
I would have thought Brian would. He'd be crazy enough.
Yeah,
but,
he's always
yeah.
the one that they ask. But maybe the baton is.
Yeah.
But,
I guess. Yeah.
Oh wow! So it's gonna. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Lucas find out about this and everything. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Then
we had the surprise.
Adrian and Justin. I was so bummed. I can't feel him now because I feel so bad for Lucas. And I really love Lucas and Adrian together. So I mean, it's always nice.
We need to put Meredith's on a campaign.
Well,
I don't know.
I find her annoying.
Do you want? I don't know.
I didn't find those two. They were kind of funny together, but I don't know. Well,
funny,
Chloe. They think Chloe and Lucas, maybe.
Chloe.
Yeah.
We kind of asked them about that. You could tell, we would get together the way Brian was talking. Yeah, if we would, you know. So it's like.
Well, I think if they did it this time, I mean, at first when I heard that might be a possibility, I was like, oh heck no. But if they're not going to bring Adrian back, if they're not going to reunite Adrian and Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, Chloe, I like Chloe a lot better this time.
Chloe
around.
Is more
like
likable
really
now. Yes.
Yes. Thank
yeah.
goodness. Ugh.
Yeah.
So
kind
I can
of
maybe
like,
see
yeah.
that a little bit.
And, of course, when we also kind of interviewed with Cassie and Brady. And a lot of times they were getting interviewed together, but we got them kind of separate. Kind of asked them. That kind of thing about them too, you know. There's that love hate thing. So I can see kind of see them two getting together.
Oh yeah,
but then we have Teresa coming back.
Yeah,
there's an attraction there. Yes.
Yeah.
And then now with Teresa coming back, there could be a little triangle there. I'm thinking. So, I know. I'm going to bring. I think before we, I'm going to bring Jen on. She's there.
Okay.
Ladies.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, Jen.
Hello.
Hi, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes. How about you guys?
Yeah, it was good. Lots of food and lots of family.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Lots of food.
Too much food, always.
Yep.
Yeah.
The food is
sick of those.
Yes.
Yeah. So what did you think? This week.
Oh my God. The storyline with Abe, oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah. Yes. A lot of good performances.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm liking that they're bringing Roman in. Yeah.
Was that about Roman?
I didn't
catch that.
Something blipped. I didn't hear what you said about Roman. What? What's that?
I'm liking that they're bringing Roman into it because him and Abe have been friends for years.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He needs somebody like he's not mad at right now. Because he's like everybody else. He needs
That's a good
somebody
point.
He's mad
That's
at.
A good point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Roman was a mentor, though, for JJ, though, too.
Yeah.
Remember you guys
he
interviewed
was.
Josh and,
we interviewed them,
Josh and Casey,
really...
2 years ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that kind of never didn't go anywhere after that. They started out that way, but
Got dropped.
Kind of got dropped, yeah. So what did you think of the ending with Kristen?
I missed the tail end of Wednesday's episode, but I love seeing Kristen the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I was impressed with Eileen's. I've never been a fan of Kristen, but I was impressed with Eileen's performance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I used to love Kristen and Tony in the early 90s.
Oh, okay. You were a Kristen and Tony fan. Okay.
But that was before
they were good together.
Anna. I was not watching when Tony and Anna were on in the 80s.
Okay.
You
well,
missed
that was
out,
the,
girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First time I saw Teo, he was with Kristen, and I loved them together, and I hated John for screwing them up.
Oh yeah, I know. And they made Tony the villain, and it really, you know, and it was actually John was the one that was cheating. They were, you know, he was the one that was breaking them up.
Yeah, and
they
turned
it all around. Mhm.
That was after they made Roman the villain. And
yeah.
And Marlena, and I didn't get that. It's like, seriously?
Right.
Yeah, they try to make Roman look like he was a domestic abuser.
Yeah,
it's like, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was almost done by that time.
It was a good storyline, the Aramed storyline. That was a good storyline. It was James Riley, but it was one of his better ones.
Yeah.
But I liked how Tony got revenge on John by killing himself with the book, and like, yeah, that was the book closing on the gun, and yeah, that was good.
That's when I thought it could be Andre, though, because Tony didn't smoke like that.
Which was ended up supposedly being, we thought it was Tony at the time. Yeah. So now it would be interesting to see if Kristen and Andre have scenes together.
Oh, I would see them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so mad right now.
Interesting.
It's like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the actress is doing a great job, but I'm so mad at Kate, I want her in jail. But what she
Kate.
Did to
see.
She didn't.
Oh, yeah,
she
Kate
didn't
is nasty. She's been nasty, Anna. But.
Hey, back off.
But this week, but if you've seen the spoilers this week, she comes clean to Andre. The guilt is just too much. I'm thinking, big mistake there, Kate.
Yep.
But you don't know how Andre. And then I saw the thing on, there's a spoiler on Thursday, something that Andre explodes at Kate, but then he makes a surprising decision about Kate.
Oh.
So we don't know. Yeah. Is he going to be, you know, underhanded and like try to, or is he going to be a hero and try to help her? And I'm thinking, you know, could go either way. So there's some good stuff, Kate and Andre stuff coming up next week. Kate and Andre, and I think Chad and Andre, because Chad's going to throw him out of the mansion. Cause everybody's hating on Andre.
And he didn't do it.
Nothing's changed. Same old, you know. It's always
the
Andre's fault.
Innocent.
And
there's
literally no
evidence against him at all whatsoever. There's literally none.
No, it's because
it's
of his
fact
past.
That he's Andre.
Yeah, he can't. Just because he's Andre.
Just the fact that he's Andre.
Just the fact that he's Andre, yeah.
That's
but then there's Abigail, which I like that relationship. She's the one that always has his back. So that's always nice to see. But yeah.
I'd like to have his back. Yeah. Oh, did I get that?
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Never mind. I got a little distracted for a moment.
The thing with Kristen, where she kind of alluded to the fact that EJ is alive.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that was.
Yeah. That was interesting, and I'm thinking, yeah.
Could that be
Tyler? Can we get another actor?
Has it been revealed who Tyler Christopher is playing?
I don't think
Has it
so.
Been revealed? No,
no,
it has not
oh.
been revealed, huh? We don't, yeah, we still don't know. We know he's coming back with Vivian, but we don't know anything yet. So, interesting whether they're going to, whether they're going to recast for EJ or how they're, or just going to talk that he's alive and just not bring him back. I don't know. It'd be interesting. So.
Well,
anything else?
A short week.
You said you got to keep it short.
I will say this. So for the first time in probably her long history so far on the show, I actually, the girl who plays Claire really got to me when she saw Teo. I mean, Teo. Theo.
Theo.
Stefano used to call him Teo. Remember how Stefano used to call Theo
Claire
Teo?
And Teo.
I had been there for a minute. Sorry about that.
The first time
that I've really, she's really gotten to me was when
getting
she walked
better.
In and saw Theo. Yeah. Because, I mean,
yeah, a lot of these younger actors, you see them how they, you know,
how they
improve.
Progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I even told Camilla that, too, because I started watching from when she was beginning, and oh my God, she has grown. So much, isn't it? You know, she's really good now.
And you know, something that I really like the way they write too with Camilla, with Camilla's character, is remember how she told us that she took child development class on purpose when she knew she was going to have, or after her character had the baby or whatever, so that she would have better rapport and stuff, and how she spends a lot of time with the twins who play Ariana, you know, so that they have a bit of a, you know, on-camera bond and everything. And I was just really impressed with her as an actress when I met her at that time. But, you know, another thing that I like with the writing is, I mean, even though it's still not, like, real life per se, I like it that she's not, like, an absent parent, like, for her child. Like, you know, she's always considering, like, the conversations that she has with Eli. She's like, I don't want her to know about this yet. I don't want somebody else to tell her, but I don't want to tell her yet because I don't, until I see Will, until I actually see that he's alive and that it's him, I want to shield her from that. But I like how they write her and how she plays that. That, I mean, like with some characters in the past, you almost forget that they have kids, you know?
Yep.
They almost forget that they have kids.
Yeah.
And I like that. I mean, we used to, I can't remember who, was it Sammy or who was it that we used to joke about that the, like, the poor kid, you know, I don't know. Just seems like sometimes with the writing, it's not very, you know, real life, you know, it's not very authentic with it from that aspect. It's like the kids are convenient.
Yeah, like, where are Sammy's kids this time around?
Right.
They should
like
be with Will.
Their brother's alive, so where are they?
Yeah.
Where are those three?
Exactly.
They should be back with her now,
exactly.
Especially now that Will's there. That's
exactly.
Their brother. You know?
Right. But
I
guess,
too.
So it seems like I've seen that with some people, but then like that the kids are just props, you know, for their plot driven. They're just there for plot, driving the plot or whatever. But I like the way they've always written her, that she's always had a strong sense of being a mother and trying to protect her daughter and wanting the best for, you know, I just think that's really, really been a good thing that they've done with the writing and the way she portrays her.
So what do you think of Will, Will, Sonny, and Paul? I had seen a spoiler somewhere coming up. You know how they're always saying, well, who's Sonny going to pick? Will or Paul?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what if Will and Paul just leave Sonny out in the cold and get together? And what if those two end up together? Because there is that somehow Sonny sees them kissing, or somehow they kiss Will and Paul.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So, like, everyone thinks it's us. But wait a minute. They could, like... You know, this is Sonny, you know, everything's about Sonny and about them too. So maybe it could be Will and Paul together. So I don't know. But I don't know who I like. I do like Sonny and Paul, though. I really did grow to like them. And then I always like Sonny and Will. So I don't know. It'll be interesting, that whole storyline. So.
Definitely keeps us guessing.
I feel bad for Paul, the way they're all dumping on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, poor Paul. That's what they kept saying during the interviews. Poor Paul.
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch Michael Fairman interviews. Poor Paul. They kept saying. So, yeah. If you ever get a chance, Michael Fairman has some good interviews, too. If you get a chance to watch his Day of Day. Interviews, they're good. So.
Cool.
Anyway. All right.
Well,
anything else?
Yeah. Yes, we do have a Diva of Duel birthday coming up Wednesday before
next week. Tuesday, right?
Wednesday, I think, right? 29th?
Yeah.
You see, Wednesday.
So your
28th?
So Carrie's birthday is Wednesday. So, you know, we just wanted to kind of, you know, give everybody a heads up that
happy
birthday coming up.
Oh,
so we hope you have a great day, and
thanks.
I know it'll get better a few days down the road.
I'm celebrating my birthday about 2 days later. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and Jen.
All right, everyone.
Boys, and here's you guys, and there I am.
Okay.
Are we good?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.
Good night, ladies.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.